from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mike.
Is the world still turning as we wait for NVIDIA? Does that the whole world stop or just a few people? What happens there?
Yeah, there's really no other story in town at the moment. It's a little unusual, I guess, and particularly for people like ourselves who are very much long-term investors, this tends to sort of be a little singular. We tend to look at things from a much broader perspective, but you cannot deny that at the moment sentiment is a powerful force, and this will affect sentiment. We are, of course, talking about the NVIDIA earnings, which are due for release later this morning, and as the world's biggest listed company, there will always be a spotlight on it. But given the fact that we've seen sort of markets move lower in the last couple of weeks, particularly in these mega cap sort of AI-related companies and the what seems to be omnipresent talk at the moment, our bubble, that spotlight has intensified. But I just want to put some, just want to sort of calm the farm here a little bit, Mike. Just looking at the numbers, the NASDAQ index has fallen just under 5% this month. It rose about the same amount in October alone. So talk of market slumping, I think, it looks more to me like just normal market volatility at the moment. I mean, you know, the NASDAQ rose almost 18% in the June quarter alone. In the September quarter alone, it rose 11.2%. So pulling back a little bit doesn't seem to be sort of an unreasonable move. The MAG 7 index is down just over 5%. So it's a little bit more than the broader index. Now, NVIDIA, though, has been a real focus. So we've got quarterly earnings. Revenue expected to be sort of circa $55 billion. So if it meets those expectations, I think that result will provide some support to the AI theme, but a miss obviously will probably fuel further selling. What we have seen recently, though, Mike, though, is even inline results have actually been met with a tepid response. So there is still that danger. Look, NVIDIA has been under a bit of pressure recently. It's down 8% this month. It gained 8% in October, though. But from the absolute high, it's down about 14%. And you had SoftBank sold a stake, and there's talk of those sort of famous investors shorting the stock as well. Mike, I just think, just again taking a step back here, the question is not whether NVIDIA is a good company. It's got a great product. It's got plenty of demand for it. It's just how much should you be prepared to pay for that company? Look, that demand that I'm talking about is likely to continue as well, but has the price, I guess, run ahead of itself? Investors, when they get these earnings announcement, will look at what is the demand for the chips, what is the impact of what's happening with China, what's happening on production, most importantly, what is their outlook? Because that shines a wider lens on the bigger AI and AI-related sectors. And I guess the question there, Mike, at the moment is, can companies make a reasonable return over time on the hundreds of billions of dollars that's being invested into AI? And there is concern over that point at the moment. But, mate, all will be revealed later this morning, won't
it? Yes, indeed it will. Are these job numbers tomorrow, is that just going to be everything we missed while the place was closed?
Look, they're in catch-up mode, because the other story of import, of massive import at the moment, is US jobs, because we've had this great big long shutdown. We've got no data, and markets want to know what the Fed is going to do. So Thursday morning US time, we finally get an official update on the US labor market. But it's, look, we have had some data, Mike. There's been some of those ADP numbers and other data, not as comprehensive as non-farm payrolls. It's a big deal. It has importance and influence over the next move by the US Federal Reserve. And in that vein, there's now only about a 50-50 call, as far as the market is concerned, over whether the Fed will cut on the 10th of December. That was sitting at about a 90% chance. That's also putting pressure on share markets. These are the September job numbers. I'm not sure if the data will be complete. Right. It is a little bit stale. There's a possibility the data will be given less importance if there are concerns over quality. The backdrop is important because the Fed has a dual mandate, jobs market and inflation. There are concerns over inflation, but the job market's potentially looking a little weak. And we know, because Jerome Powell told us, the Fed committee is divided. So both these things, NVIDIA, these jobs, they add up to a heck of a lot of event risk between now and the weekend.
Quick on the PPI, why is the output so much higher than the input?
Well, we haven't seen this for a decade. So this is like business. What it implies is that companies are making a bit of a margin. They're taking things at a certain price, selling it for a little bit more. What's interesting here is we haven't seen that for almost a decade, Mike. Other quick comment, farm expenses over the course of the year look dead flat. But when you dive down into that, some costs have gone up, but interest costs has gone down, which asks the question, what about those farms with no debt?
It's a good question, Andrew.
Yep.
Very good question. Now, what are the numbers?
They're weakening off a little bit, but the Dow Jones down 80 points, 0.17. 0.1% 46,012. The S&P 500 is up 0.15, 10 points, 6,627. And the NASDAQ is up about 0.25%, 55 points, 22,489. FTSE 100 lost just under 0.5% yesterday, 9,507. The Nikkei lost about 0.33%, 48,538. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.18%, 3,947. The Aussies lost 0.25%, 8,447. And we lost 0.12%, 13,327 on the NZX50. Unfortunately, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker overnight, 0.56 dead flat against the US, 0.5600. So we're under 87 cents against the Aussie, 0.8662. 0.4853 against the euro, 0.42 back into the 4.2s against the pound, 0.4284, 87.71 Japanese yen, gold, 4,074 US dollars, Brent crude, $63.37.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw Partners, or Shaw and Partners.